I'm Anna. I'm a compulsive overeater. And just to qualify, my abstinence date is December 8th, 1980, and one day at a time. So when I saw this question, I actually said to a few people, I said, is this like a trick question? I mean, it's the whole point of the program. that yes, the obsession can be removed. And that's, is there freedom from food obsession? Absolutely. And that's what this book is all about and what it promises. And so I just wanted to share some of the promises from the big book. I'm just going to zip through. If you want to take down page numbers, fine. But page 158, they're saying that was June 1934. He never drank again. Now, that'd be hard to do if they still lived with the obsession. Another one, page 119. Alcohol, food is no longer a problem. We come in with this problem, but then we live a solution, and food is no longer a problem. Page 84 in the Step 10 promises, which I really love, we will seldom be interested in food. And it's just amazing. Page 25. So many of, oh, let's see. Let me just take a look at page 25. I was going to read that one. Page 25. That's the page that talks about there is a solution. The problem is we can't stop. The solution is we can stop with the help of this program in OA, and the obsession completely leaves. I don't think I've experienced the obsession for about 49 years. The first 18 months I was in this program, I thought I was going to die several times of the day without food. I was often, Bob's story, Dr. Bob's story says for 2.5 years he had cravings. That's 2.5 years sober. And mine was 18 months abstinent, that I still had lots of cravings. But the obsession to overeat, I have not experienced. I mean, to the point where I literally laughed at this question. I'm going, of course it's possible. There are thousands of people living free of the obsession because of this program. On page 25, it says, and I didn't mark it well enough. Anyway, it says, so many of us want to stop. There is a solution. Page 153. It seems incredible that these people are to become happy, respectful, and useful once more. How can they rise out of such misery and hopelessness? The practical answer is that since these things have happened among us, they can happen with you, every single one of you. I mean, if I can live free of that food obsession because of these steps, so can anybody. And it says they can happen with you should you wish them above all else. And that's where abstinence has to be the most important thing in my life, more important than my marriage, my job, and my children, and my retirement, or whatever. It has to be the most important thing above all else. And be willing to make use of our experience. As a previous speaker was saying, I did whatever my sponsor said. I didn't go, huh, I wonder if I like what she said or not. If she has what I want, you bet I'm going to jump through whatever hoop she says is in front of me. I'm not going to go, wonder about that. And usually my sponsor can quote a page. She's not going to be giving me her personal advice. We're sure, should you wish them above all else, be willing to make use of our experience, we are sure they will come. This is a promise. This is a guarantee. Our own recovery proves it. And then on page 174 in Dr. Bob's story, it's just lovely. He says, it is a most wonderful blessing to be relieved of the terrible curse with which I was afflicted. What is that? The obsession to drink. And he was relieved of it, and we are too, the obsession to overeat. Page 120 at the bottom. I mean, these are, if you're wondering if it's true, that's why I love this book. It's full of promises, but it's full of directions. And on page 120, It says God has either removed the food problem or God has not. If not, it had better be found out right away. Then you can get right down to fundamentals. If a repetition of going back to the food is to be prevented, place the problem along with everything else in God's hands. And that is the kernel of the entire program. You know, we can't do it by ourselves, but when we totally make that decision, we come to believe that we can be restored to sanity. Obsession is not sane. We can be restored to sanity, which means a life without obsession. That's part of step two. We come to believe it's possible. And step three is making that decision to move into that it is possible. Page 42, I'm gonna focus on a little bit. It says, but the program of action, though entirely sensible, was pretty drastic. It meant I would have to throw several lifelong conceptions out of the window. I can't keep holding on to all the stuff that used to help me get through in my past. Oh, but I don't do that. Or, oh, but I don't eat fruit. Or, oh, but I don't. Well, get over it. And that's my sponsor just said, Anna, you just got to get over it. You want to get well, you want to stay sick. Either do what works or I can't help you. So the program's drastic. It meant I would have to, okay, that was not easy to throw out the stuff that had been helping me survive up to that point. But the moment I made up my mind, which is step three, to go through with the process, I had the curious feeling that my, it says alcoholic condition, my compulsive overeating condition, my obsessive reality was relieved. Same word that Dr. Bob's story used. As in fact, it proved to be relieved. When I have a headache and it is relieved, the headache is not still hurting. I take an aspirin and I am relieved of the pain. When we work this program, we are relieved. It goes away, the obsession. And as long as I do what I need to do every day, I work on the step I'm on every day. The first 18 months, I was working on steps 1 through 9. They're done. Ever since that, I've never gone back and done them again because they're solid. I 10, 11, and 12 every day. Total trust in my higher power every day. Whether I trust or not, irrelevant. I do totally trust. See, that's where my brain might want to do something else. I'm not going to follow my stupid brain. I am going to do what this program tells me to do because that's what's going to keep me clean and abstinent. And then I had, yeah, I was relieved. But it's when we make the decision, it says the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop. When we desire, when we make that decision, to say, you know, I want to live free of the food. A lot of people eat snacks. I've just started sponsoring someone who was having snacks. And I'm like, can you not live from breakfast till lunch? Do you have a medical condition? Well, she didn't have a medical condition. She just didn't believe it was possible. She said, I'll go crazy if I don't have a snack. I'm like, well, try it one day. Well, of course, it was possible one day because she made calls. She started trusting something bigger than that food that was going to get her from lunch. From breakfast to lunch and from lunch to dinner. Well, now she can't convince herself or me that she needs a snack because she realized what I needed was she was still dependent upon food getting through the day. She had not come to believe that a power greater than food could get her from breakfast to lunch. She still believed, no. You see, I need that food. I'm like, eat it at breakfast time. And then you will have had the food. You don't need it 5 times a day or whatever. Unless you have a medical condition, then you do what the doctor says. So, I mean, when I was pregnant, I had food at several times because the doctor helped me decide what was right for my body. Under normal situations, to be abstinent, to abstain from eating for 5 to 6 hours, or from 6 in the night until 6 in the morning, 12 hours of freedom, freedom of obsession. I'm not waiting till I can have that little snack of an apple or a carrot stick or whatever. I lived my day for snacks when I came into this program. To be free of the fear that I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. I lived like that for 18 months of my first, when I got abstinent, I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to make it a lot. And my sponsor said, then you get on the phone before you put a fork in your mouth. And I learned in 2 days of abstinence that I didn't have to eat between meals. I'd never known that before. And the obsession, the cravings, they continued. But I looked, like it said in that book, look to the ones for whom it's working and do what they do. Trust that it can happen for you too.
Time.
Is that one more minute?
No, that is 10 minutes now, Anna.
I missed the 1 minute thing. Anyway, I'm grateful to be abstinent, and yes, it works.